A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
New York, I'm already talking the talk in New York. I'm already popping the cork, cause I'm ready. I'm ready to be a New Yorker, they're ready. Are you ready for me in New York?
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. In this edition, I shine a light on Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York by Jim Burm and Kit Buchanan, which began life at the Kiln in Kilburn, and it's on at the Criterion Theatre in Piccadilly until the 31st of August. It had an audio described performance on May the 18th, 2024. Introductory notes are available on the Vocalise website in the archive for remaining performances. This feature delves into the show, the visual elements, and audio described performance and touch door experience and access at the Criterion. And we have a little bit of a preview of some of the shows that are coming up in London. This quirky musical about two young people who couldn't be more different, Dougal from Crawley in the UK, a socially awkward, fun-loving guy hoping to connect with his dad for the first time, and Robin, a coffee shop worker in New York, unhappy with her lot in life and frustrated with her family relationships, come into each other's orbit and strike an unlikely bond. Although billed as a romance, the only actual romance is left to the viewer's interpretation right at the end. It's also unique for a musical, as although the songs are catchy and strong throughout, this show is a two-hander with only two characters throughout, and by the second half, I was craving a few ensemble harmonies to complement the piece. Touch doors at the Criterion are always a wonderful affair, and this one was no exception. Taking place at 1:15 p.m, it allowed the opportunity for five participants to go on stage, receive a wonderful overview from describer Claire DeMay for vocalise.co.uk, and get a fabulous insight into the characters, meeting actors Sam Tutty and Dujana Gift, who were delightful, and discussed Dougal and Robin, their personalities and their costumes, also delivering dialogue from the show. This was invaluable and beneficial for all, offering a much-needed insight. The production design is clever and insightful, and really lends itself to the setting. Featuring two revolves, there are two stacks of suitcases side by side, in a mundane grey colour, a bit like the Statue of Liberty, with colourful LED strips attached to create some of the New York sequences. Clever props are built into the cases, including two radios, a cocktail bar, a double bed, a coffee shop, a wardrobe, and a Chinese restaurant, and they're opened up when needed. This is a real soul-searching, heartfelt piece of theatre that really does connect on an emotional level, and it has you rooting and caring about the characters. Sam Tutty is the star of the show, as he is so likeable and watchable as Dougal, not to mention laugh-out-loud funny, and I was sad when it ended, as I wanted to experience more of the characters. The audio description really did help to illustrate all of the action taking place on stage, but the introductory notes, available from vocalise.co.uk, do a great job of setting the scene and giving you all the important information going into the show, and a lot of scenes are like a radio play where the dialogue just bounces off each character, and the theatre may be able to arrange a mini touch tour for you to explore the set and the costumes in advance, so if you'd like to experience it before it ends on August the 31st, please do contact the box office at the Criterion. Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York is a unique piece of theatre that centres on two individuals searching for something missing in their lives and discovering it in totally unexpected ways, with ingenious staging, top-class performances, catchy songs, and presenting a musical in a totally different intimate setting with just two characters, and it does connect with you emotionally. The Criterion Theatre is a gem of a venue and one of the last truly independent independent theatres. Run by a charitable trust, it offers a diverse range of plays and musicals throughout the year and works hard to make them all as accessible as possible, offering regular assisted performances. They have a well-trained front of house team that always offer a warm welcome and a superb customer service, and will help in any way they can by answering questions, guiding you to where you need to go to, delivering refreshments, or looking after your guide dog. The historic venue, however, does have limited mobility as the auditorium is situated below street level, with step-free access only available to the upper circle. As you enter the Criterion, the box office is on your left, in a very tiny foyer that has 54 steps down to the stalls via a spiral staircase. Access toilets are situated on the great shows here at Jermyn Street. Audio description: Criterion in the West End and around London, coming up to their Touch Doors and Audio Description performances on Saturday the 15th of June at the Noel Coward Theatre. To be tickets and further information, you can call the box office MJ is on Tuesday 18th of June 2:30 PM at the Prince Edward Theatre. For full access information, visit the website criteriontheatre.co.uk. is on yet again for a second time at the Lyric Theatre, part of the NIMAX Group, on Wednesday the 19th of June. It's on at 7:30 PM with a Touch Door beforehand. Drop the Dead Donkey is playing at the Richmond Theatre, part of the ATG Theatre Group, on Thursday the 20th of June at 7:30 PM with a Touch Door to be confirmed. Heathers is back in the West End at the Soho Place and is audio described on Friday the 21st of June at 5 PM with a Touch Door to be confirmed. English from the RSC will be on at the fabulous Intimate Kiln Theatre in Kilburn on Thursday the 27th of June at 7:30 PM with a Touch Door at 6 PM. Bluets is audio described at the Royal Court in Sloane Square on Saturday the 29th of June at 1:30 PM with a Touch Door beforehand at 12 PM. Six the Musical is on Sunday the 3rd of July at 3 PM with a Touch Door at 1:30 PM, and that's on at the Vaudeville Theatre, part of the NIMAX Group on the Strand. Sister Act, which is part of the Netherlander Theatre Group, is on at the Dominion Theatre, and that's next to Tottenham Court Road Tube, and that takes place on Monday the 8th of July at 7:30 PM with a Touch Door at 6:30 PM. People, Places and Things is on at the Trafalgar Theatre on Saturday the 13th of July at 2:30 PM and Thursday the 25th of July at 7:30 PM with a Touch Door to be confirmed. Romeo and Juliet with Tom Holland is audio described at the Duke of York Theatre on Monday the 15th of July, and that takes place at 7:30 PM with a Touch Door to be confirmed. Kiss Me Kate is on at the fabulous Barbican Centre on Wednesday the 17th of July at 7:30 PM with a Touch Door at 5:30 PM. And finally for now, Boys from the Black Stuff, which is transferred from the National Theatre, is audio described at the Garrick Theatre on Thursday the 18th of July at 7:30 PM with a Touch Door beforehand. More details, booking information can be found on vocalise.co.uk, along with listings for a wide array of other shows, events and gallery tours. Some audio introductions for shows can be accessed on the Vocalise website 5 days before a performance. More listings can be found about audio described performances around the UK by visiting mindseyedescription.co.uk and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.